Hi, and welcome to the Joy of Being podcast. My name is Harriet Fagerholm, and I'm your guide on your journey towards self-love. This podcast is called Facing the Deepest Pain of Being. I have given myself more time off to go deeper inside my own being. To find who I really am. When I let go of my unconscious needs to seek other people's approval for my existence, seek other people's acceptance, creating out of more of a pressure that I need to do this, otherwise I will not be accepted. I need to perform. I need to somehow perform something in order to have the right to exist. So the deepest pain of being is for me existential pain. And it has taken me many years to come here to this point. To listen in, that what are the factors that determine my existence? What is my existence based on? And of course we get back to early childhood, where my existence has been defined by the caregivers and by the surroundings. And I have been programmed to believe certain things about life, about myself. And to unravel those unconscious beliefs has taken a long process and a lot of resistance, because you don't want to go there to your deepest pain of being. No, 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 no. You prefer to focus on other things. And I must say, it's not fun. But it opens up to my true self. To find my own way of being in this life, and to find a capacity and a will and a power to choose how I want to live my life, how I want to relate to life, how I want to relate to all the happenings in my life, how I want to relate to other people, how I want to relate to nature, to my own source, to life's source, no matter how we call that. But there is a source. I am part of a bigger. And I believe that there is a creator. And I have been created. I am part of this bigger life. And since I have been born here, that part is natural. It's non-negotiable. No matter what other people have said or believed or feared, because I have realized in exploring this deepest pain of being that there is so much fear programmed in my whole being, in my nervous system, in my body, because I have not been able to stay in contact with caregivers who would have mirrored to me safety and emotional awareness. So basically my existence has been very deeply rooted in a wordless fear that I have had programmed into my being, in my body, very, very early. And every time I reach out for more joy, for more happiness, then this part of me starts to remind itself. And of course, I learned also to neglect this part, to push it away and to try to escape it. Because as I said, I didn't want to feel this deepest pain. And I am totally aware of the fact that that it's a personal choice that you want to go there. I'm not encouraging anyone to go there. Because you need people around you who create safety, and you need time to process and spend time in the grief and in the questioning, in the inquiry, in the process of going deeper. It's a full-time job, actually. So I have had a good therapist with me for the last 3 years. And there was also my decision to fully allow myself to go into this process of healing myself, focusing purely on my own healing and not having to think that now I need to share and give a lot to other people. It was not the time for that. And believe me, I have done that a lot. And there is a natural part of me understanding that, of course, as a soul, I'm here to share and I'm here to contribute and I'm here to give. And life flows in a free flow of giving and receiving. But that free flow can only be accessed when you love. And during this time, I also developed a known process of exploring my inner truth and my inner soul and the knowledge I need from my soul for my own path, because I have a specific knowledge in my soul. And recently I have used this process with my closest people, the people that I feel safe with and that I trust deeply. And one process was about exploring the truth of I love myself unconditionally. And I'm still in opening up to what this means really in practice. How does my life look like when I love myself unconditionally? Meaning that I also accept myself fully with everything. Also those parts that I have rejected and neglected. And those parts are the destructive parts. So I have learned more about the necessity of creative expression. Because if you don't express yourself, your truth, and what your impulses, your want to share in, what you want to share into this world, that power will be turned inwards against you, because it's a natural thing that we are here to express ourselves through creative means, through our voices, through our lives, that our lives are an expression of our souls and our purposes here and our passions. What is it that makes us become alive, feel fully alive? What is it I want to share? So turning and facing that destructive force has been one important part of facing my deepest pain of being. And now consciously to guide it towards life enhancing. Let it be fully transformed through the love I know I am. So I am slowly embracing the truth of I love myself unconditionally. And that makes me also ready to come back here and share of my journey. And I know for sure that no matter how painful things you have suppressed in your bodies, in a supportive environment, in a loving environment, it's possible to heal. Anything is possible to heal. The power of love is so strong. Trust that. I trust it fully now. Thank you for being here.